Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But we have so much to share about, trying to keep up with all the things going on. I know that we want to first hit the news because Syria, as we talk about, and you can follow it on the VFN Torch, it's so important what happens in Syria.
Because
of the influence on Israel and the Middle East. It sits right on top of Israel. So, John, fill us in.
Yeah, just recently it was reported that this war spreading now to Christian areas. And I don't know if most of our listeners know this. I didn't know this, but there's about 1.5 million Christians that live in Syria. That's about – it represents 8 to 9% of that population. And so, you know, they're getting concerned. We need to, you know, be lifting up our brothers and our sisters there in Syria in this conflict, because they're really caught between a quandary, if you will, because, you know, they like this regime in the aspect that they do have some religious freedoms, but at the same time, you know, there is some oppressive nature in it. But also, you know, you have this rebel force that has attacked them, Greg. You know, they have attacked them. You know, throughout this conflict. And so, you know, what do? They're very concerned that if this regime gets toppled, what's going to be replaced with it? In fact, many of the Christians right now in Syria, they're actually fleeing the area because they saw what happened to the Christians in Egypt. As soon as the Muslim Brotherhood came in, it was like, you know, they wanted to see Sharia law, and that's what they're concerned about right now. And so we really need to be in prayer over the situation. I even know that Kofi Annan just resigned from the peace envoy that they had going on there yesterday. Totally resigned. He's totally out of it. The UN's out of that. And we also know, it was also reported by Politico yesterday, that this administration, this president, has been supporting the rebels. And with they're calling it intelligence findings, the same type of intelligence finding they used, this government, this administration gave when they were trying to get Muammar Gaddafi out. And they've practically, the U.S. State Department has awarded close to $25 million in non-lethal aid. And so this is kind of a serious thing out there. You know, we're giving funds and precious dollars from, you know, this economy, this government over to this conflict. And we just really need to keep our brothers and keep our sisters in prayer, because this is a very, very dangerous time. We also know they have weapons what do you call those chemicals that Syria has as an arsenal?
Mm-hmm. The largest stockpile of chemical weapons in the world. Chemicals that shut your lungs down, that peel your skin off, that put blisters all over you, that just kill you. They use it against their own people. Hussein used it against the Christians in the north when in Iraq. And Israel, think about, you know, Israel fits in New Hampshire? No, Israel fits in Rhode Island.
It's smaller than the state of New Jersey.
And doesn't it fit in Rhode Island?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah, but either way, I know it fits inside Jersey. So we're not. I mean, look at he got all 50 states, right?
Yeah.
And it fits inside one of our states called Jersey, which is a smaller state.
Mm-hmm.
And it is So when you think about, okay, now somebody's got the largest stockpile of chemical weapons in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Muslims there hate Israel.
Right.
They hate Christians.
Mm-hmm. They're not too fond of the Christians. 8% of Christians that live there either.
Yeah, this is the whole thing, church. You know, this is the whole thing. What are you doing? Don't you know the friendship of the world is an enemy of God? That if you really make a pact and a partnership with Islam and Islam, see, you gotta, you know, read again. You know, just read again. You know, if you can't read, listen to VFN Radio and go to the VFN Torch. It says to convert or kill or put in servitude, the Quran does, the infidel. An infidel is defined as you if you're not Muslim.
That's right.
And not just because you're some, you know, moderate Muslim or some backslidden Muslim, no, a true Muslim. Everybody else is considered an infidel if they're in rebellion to Muhammad's Quran.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same way that if a Mormon is in rebellion to Joseph's Mormon book.
Yeah.
And his book, and that they would consider you in rebellion to Joe.
Joseph.
I'm serious.
That's true. Oh, you're very that's serious. Right. You know, that's right.
Joe the second. It was Joe the second.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to make light of how much God loves mankind, and he loves those who, you know, for whatever reason, you know, picked up another book and kind of stacked it on top of the Bible. And, but you have to, there's a point of decision here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And there is no such thing as, you know, an independent vote with God.
Mm.
You know, Americans are like, you know, I just want to be a moderate. What does that mean? I want to be partially in adultery and partially in the church. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or I want to be a moderate, you know, Christian. You know, I'm going to be in fornication, but I'm not going to be in homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to be a moderate Christian. You know, I'm not personally going to use God's name in vain, but I'm going to go to as many movies as I can. And I can sit there where people can see me publicly, see his name cursed, you know, but I'm moderate. I'm not really all there on either side. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I don't know.
Not fanatical or nothing like that, you know?
I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm like lukewarm. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of like, I'm not hot and I'm not cold, you know? And, you know,
I think the Bible says something interesting about that.
I mean, it's like, right? That's what God, I mean. It's like, it aren't lukewarm individuals. I don't care. We're not even talking about the church. I mean, it's lukewarm people's like, dude.
Period. Anyway.
It's just like, did I just have a 15-minute conversation with you and you stayed in the middle of everything you talked about? Do you stand for anything? You know, stand for something. At least you fall for everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. Just stand for your grass is green or something. Be committed. Be committed to your grass in your yard. Period, if you don't have any. Secondly, be committed to your grass becoming green.
Something.
Just start with small things. Like, be committed to eating bran once a week. a tough commitment, like Pat. Be committed to drinking one glass of warm water so you can get used to persecution.
Oh, no.
Right. Hot water, not warm. Yeah, there you go. Hey, he's a prophecy, right? You can't stand warm things. Ner hot, unless it's chocolate.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.